Good morning and welcome to the open meeting for the Federal Election Commission for January 30th, 2025. Meeting will now come to order. It is traditional for the chair to deliver welcoming remarks at the first open meeting of the calendar year, so I'm just going to take a moment to say rules. First, I want to acknowledge the terrible plane crash that took place last night, very close to here over the street. I know we all families, victims, first responders. Yeah, I just want to take a minute for that. I've spent most of my career in public homes. It sounds trite to say, but I'm just saying it's an honor and a privilege to serve, but it really is true. And it is particularly true because one gets to serve alongside the outstanding professional staff in the federal workforce, who are the backbone of the government, who do their jobs each day with one goal in mind, providing the best service to the American people. The ones I know best, of course, are the professional staff here at the FEC. The FEC is a small agency. We are frankly under-resourced. That means that the staff here work very, very hard. It's been an inspiration to me with the soul, well, consistent dedication to the important mission of the FEC, providing transparency to the American people about money and politics. I always feel that I do my job better because of you and the good guys that you do. So I can think of no better way to start off the year than by publicly thanking the great staff of the FEC for all that you do for the commission and the American people. This year, the FEC will be celebrating a big birthday. In April, the FEC turns 50. And I look forward to marking that occasion with my colleagues and our terrific staff. And you know, maybe that will be cake. And with that, I will turn to the agenda. Before we begin, I believe we have a few preliminary motions. Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that the Commission consider sample donor response form for contributions to LLCs and 2-year renewal of Directive 74, and that the Commission determine pursuant to 11 CFR Section 2.7D1 that business so requires no earlier public announcement possible. I further move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order that the Commission may consider the late submission of agenda document number 25-01-8.
Thank you very much. Any questions or comments on the Vice Chairman's motion? If not, I will call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. The first item on our agenda has been held over, so we are going to move to the second item on the agenda, sample donor response form for contributions by LLCs. This was a commissioner-generated document, so I will turn to my colleague and see if he would like to speak.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As the cover memorandum notes, this was the result of bipartisan discussion among four of us, myself, Commissioner Broussard, Lindenbaum, and Trainer. We hope that it will be a help to the regulated media that navigates the tricky issue of disclosure by LLCs and the proper naming of true contributors under our regulations. And I'm happy to make an appropriate motion out of it.
Commissioner Dickinson. Any other thoughts on this? I just want to share a couple of thoughts. I want to encourage people to read the footnotes. This is a tricky issue. And for LLCs and for super PACs, it's a reporting issue. And there's a best efforts defense to allegations of reporting violations. But for some committees, notably candidate committees, and party committees, they're not allowed to accept corporate contributions. So if, as a result of filling out these forms, they learn that they have corporate contributions, there's a second step there, and they need to get rid of those corporate contributions, and there is no best efforts defense to having contributions. So the lawyers love to delve into the footnotes, and we know that's where the good stuff is often hiding, but for the non-lawyers out there, you may be actually filling out these forms. I just want to encourage you to read the fine print. One question for my colleagues. This because it involves a best efforts defense, this is the sort of thing that might normally be done through a rulemaking, a policy statement, an interpretive rule that would then be published in the Federal Register with the visibility of that very minimum. Wondering whether there's any interest in pursuing all of that.
Madam Chair. Only one member of the commission, and that's the chair, has engaged in a discussion of substantive law. This is a form, and there is our judgment that it does not follow that.
Very well. Mr. Dittinson, did you make the motion or did you indicate any intention? Well, I think that would be submitted at this point.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In the sample donor response form for contributions by LLCs, I move the commission's approval of agenda document number 25-53-K, which is check.
Thank you. Commissioner Dickinson has made approval of the document. Do you have any discussion or questions on the motion? I'm just going to say that I will share in the goals of the providing better guidance to the local community. I'm going to abstain on this because I think it would be better done through an interpretive rule or a policy statement. Having said that, I will call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? That would be me. The motion passes by a vote of 4-1 with the Vice Chairman, Commissioners Dickerson, Bessard, and Lindenbaum voting in favor, and I abstain. That brings us to the next item on the agenda, 2-year renewal of directors and the board.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Bessard.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a few words before we move into the motion or any comments regarding this. In November of 2023, the Commission adopted Directive 74 to improve the investigative stage of the enforcement process. It included a sunset provision that the directive would remain in force until June 20th of 2025, subject to renewal by the Commission. At that time, I believe myself and Commissioner Dickerson were hopeful that the period would allow the Commission to assess the directive's effectiveness and whether to permanently adopt the procedures to further fine-tune them. But unfortunately, I don't believe that the number of investigations that are ongoing or that were commenced during that time of period have provided enough of a sample size for a full assessment of the directive. And thus, it is my conclusion that we should proceed with a 2-year renewal. I want to say that there have been some successes, and I want to thank the staff for that. I believe that the commission has become more informed of the investigative process. I want the public to know that we are routinely updated by our staff regarding the status of investigations, and that instills a great level of trust and respect amongst the commission to our staff. And for that, I want to say thank you. I also want to say continue the good work so that there may become a time and point that these become innate behaviors and that we no longer are in the need of this directive. So thank you, Madam Chair. And at the appropriate time, I will move a motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Dessart. Any other comments? Yes, you did.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to join my colleagues' thoughts. I think the directive has been an unqualified success, so I understand that the sample size could be larger. I think at the end of this 2-year period, we will, if things continue to have, feel that it has been a successful experiment. I look forward to this becoming part of the DNA of the FEC today.
Any further comments or questions? Not, I will entertain a motion.
Madam Chair.
Commissioner Bessard.
Thank you. I move agenda document number 2501A, draft A, 2-year renewal of Directive 74.
Thank you, Commissioner Bressard. Commissioner Bressard has moved approval of the public document. Do we have any discussion or questions on the motion? Now I will call the question. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? No. So the motion passes by a vote of 4-1. With the Vice Chairman, Commissioners Dickerson, Bressard, and Lindenbaum voting in favor, and me opposed. The next item on the agenda is management and administrative matters. I have an administrative matter to raise, and that is that today is the last meeting for our long-serving and treasured head of our press office, our assistant staff director, Judy Ingram. Judy has been with the agency for 16 years, having started on January 4th, 2009. Prior to joining the agency, she was a staff assistant with the U.S. Commission on Security and Cooperation in Europe and worked in the field of journalism in Hungary, Russia, and New York. So she has a diverse and exciting background that she brought to this job and has been, in my experience, an utter delight to work with for the entire 16 years. So I know we all wish her well in her retirement. I am personally going to miss her excellent service here, but I hope I will not miss our friendship, which I hope will continue on. So thank you, Judy, for all of your service, and we wish you well. Absolutely, Commissioner Broussard.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I want to join all of the words that the Chair said, but I want to speak on a more personal level. I want to say, Judy, thank you very much for not only your service to the American people, to the FEC, but also your friendship. You've been a source of guidance and wisdom to so many people in this building. And it's a great time, and you can see one retiring with so many plans that she already has. We hope you will not be a stranger, and I hope you will continue to take the phone call when it's made. But I wish you the best in your future endeavors. And I know that you're gonna be traveling very soon, and I wanna hear all about it. So thank you very much.
Mr. Dickerson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I wasn't anticipating this as an agenda item, so this may be a little rough, but I did want to tell a story about Judy, which is that I was on the Metro. This was several years ago. It was before I joined the commission, when I was a lowly litigator who occasionally showed up to cause trouble around here. And Judy saw me on the Metro across the train and recognized at least my face and walked over and said, you know, I think you might be one of our frequent flyers. I said, well, that's a very kind way of putting it. And she proceeded to make very sure that I was receiving the Weekly Digest and getting a sense of how I got information about the commission. And that has stuck with me over the years, because I thought it was a real, I spent a decade in New York, like no one just walks over and talks to people on trains. And the fact that she did that solely on the basis of recognizing my face and was so professional about it and used that as an opportunity to get some real-time feedback on the workings of her office and her duties, I was very impressed by. I'm not sure I've told that story previously, but it seemed the right time to say that I think that was emblematic. There was no reason to do that whatsoever except an organic attention to duty. And I'm gonna miss that. Thank you.
Well, thank you, colleagues, for those well-deserved tributes. I can also testify that she makes a mean chicken soup, because last year when I was sick, Judy actually delivered to my house homemade matzo ball soup, which I very much appreciated. And that's just the kind of caring and wonderful person she is. So again, we wish you well, Judy. Commissioner Broussard.
With the knowledge that you have such a great recipe, I suppose we have free time to be able to deliver to all the rest of us now. Thank you.
I was a little afraid to tell that story because I was afraid I was going to get Judy in trouble. So I apologize, Judy, if you now are deluged with the requests for soup. Mr. Staff Director, are there any other management and administrative matters to discuss?
Madam Chair, there are no such matters.
In that case, this meeting is adjourned.